If you're poor and grow up in Mecklenburg County, you have among the worst chances in the country of climbing the income ladder as you get older. That's according to a study by a group of researchers at Harvard who looked at the earnings records of millions of families. The studies found poor children in Stanley County, just two counties over, have a much better chance at earning more money as adults. Jamie Fogel is one of the researchers who worked on the study, and he joins us now. So what is it about Mecklenburg County that causes this?
Well, what we find is that counties that have higher rates of intergenerational mobility tend to have five characteristics. And those are less segregation by race and income, lower levels of income inequality, better schools, lower rates of violent crime, and larger shares of two-parent households. And Mecklenburg County, it tends to fare pretty poorly on these measures. In terms of income inequality, it's in among the 5% of worst counties. It's in the 10%, the lowest 10% of counties in terms of income share held by the top 1%. It has a relatively low percentage of married households and is relatively high in violent crime. So we are not claiming that these characteristics necessarily cause poor mobility, but these are characteristics that places that have low rates of mobility tend to share.
How much of a difference in earnings could that make for a place like Mecklenburg County?
Kids who grew up in Mecklenburg County who are poor, defined as parents who earned about $30,000 per year, they will see their incomes will be about $3,600 lower, or 14% lower than the national average.
So are there large counties like Mecklenburg where the opposite is true, where poor children actually do well or do better?
Yes. Among the top 100 largest counties, Mecklenburg is second to last in terms of kids' outcomes. The large county that produces the best outcomes would be DuPage County in Illinois. That's in one of the western suburbs of Chicago. Kids there see 15% higher incomes at age 26 than the national average. Snohomish County outside of Seattle, Bergen County, New Jersey, Bucks County, Pennsylvania, Contra Costa, California, those all see income gains of about 12 to 15% relative to the national average, and those are the top five. So there is a lot of variability. Some counties do quite well, and some counties do quite poorly on these measures.
What makes a rural county like Stanley County, which again is only two counties over from Mecklenburg County, what makes a place like Stanley County a more successful place?
I would direct you towards those characteristics we've mentioned before. The counties that tend to do well tend to be less segregated by race and income. They have lower levels of inequality, better schools, less crime, more two-parent households. So I don't know that that is the case for Stanley, but those are the those tend to be the sorts of characteristics.
In general, did you find that rural versus urban counties, one does better than the other?
We did not. We did not identify a strong relationship.
Based on what you found, what are the policies that local governments can implement to give poor kids a better chance of moving up the income ladder as they get older?
I want to be clear that what we did is we found the characteristics of places that do well. And so what we didn't study is what changes cause improvement in terms of mobility. So I want to caution a little bit against extrapolating too much from what we're doing. But our results would suggest that you want to improve these characteristics that we find to be closely correlated with mobility. So that would be do whatever they can to reduce segregation, to reduce income inequality, to improve schools, to reduce crime, and to increase the share of two-parent households. So really, this is a direction for future work. I think ultimately, we would love to have the answer to what exactly can local communities do to improve outcomes. And I think we view this as a first step towards generating some hypotheses and moving in that direction.
Economic development boosters are always touting when high-paying jobs come to an area. Did you find a connection at all between growth in high-paying jobs and better chances for kids to climb the income ladder?
We didn't find a strong relationship between economic growth. I can't say we considered specifically growth in high-paying jobs.
Jamie Fogel, a researcher at Harvard who worked on this study, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.